I've come across a bizarre article today. Sarah Keenan, a university lecturer in London, has written a piece about the ABC show Kitchen Cabinet and how she believes it's racist. If you haven't seen it, Kitchen Cabinet is a light-hearted show where Annabelle Crabb cooks with various politicians. Now, Sarah Keenan, who is a university lecturer in London, what she knows about Australian TV and politics, I've got no idea. She may know a lot. I don't know. I've got no idea. But she's written about it today from London. And she has pointed out that the show's guests are predominantly white men. Oh, no. She's complained about a lack of diversity. She then confusingly makes arguments about Australians eating ethnic food. And to get to the guts of it, what she's saying is, if you're not ethnic and you cook ethnic food, you're racist. Yes. If you attempt to cook, say, Chinese food, and you're a white bloke from Australia, you're racist. And I'll let you hear her comments in just a moment, so you can try and make sense of it. It's very hard to, so don't worry if you can't. She's obviously nuts. But if you love Chinese food and you want to have a crack at cooking it yourself, you're racist. And these are her words on the matter. She says, Kitchen Cabinet's staging of casual food preparation and consumption with the nation's most powerful people reproduces a culture of white Australian entitlement to master and consume any and every cultural product, regardless of who it belongs to. She goes on a massive rant about Kitchen Cabinet's recent episode with Scott Morrison. She's upset that Scott Morrison cooked Asian food with Annabelle Crabb because as immigration minister, he turned back boats with Asian passengers. I'm not joking. She says, as Crabb and Morrison joyfully prepare and eat the food of the very people Morrison prevented from entering Australia, they perform their white Australian entitlement to own and consume what does not belong to them. So hang on, only Chinese people can cook Chinese food? So because Scott Morrison turned back boats, he's not allowed to have a crack at cooking an Asian dish. Very strange. Sarah Keenan is her name. What about the final passage here? After talking about Kitchen Cabinet's upcoming episode with Nova Paris, who, by the way, Sarah, isn't white, the delusional lecturer says, either way, we can be sure that Crabb will devour the food hungrily, remark upon its delicious flavour, and allow the nation to keep unsavoury topics like structural racist violence off the table. To label Kitchen Cabinet racist because its main focus isn't on current affairs is just downright ridiculous and stupid. It's about food because it's a light-hearted cooking program. And I think it's absolutely strange. Can someone let me know here if you are Chinese or Korean or Italian or anything else? Do you object when someone attempts to cook your food and do you view it as being something racist? I'd love to have a conversation with her, but then again, maybe not. Sarah Keenan, a university lecturer in London, thinks we're racist if we attempt to cook Chinese food and we're not actually of Chinese heritage.